Hallelujah. So, Brother Albert, I believe the word of the Holy Spirit of God is going to minister through you, and I'm here to receive. I'm here to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God says through you. Amen.
Oh, and our team, well, they go to your class. Sorry, Dean. You go and take a
First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who's my all in all.
Hallelujah.
To my pastor in his absence, but I like to send a word of prayer for him because I feel like I'll be out of order if I don't lift up him in prayer. Because I just want to be one of his footstools, a pillar that he can depend on when he's not around. Eternal gracious Father, I come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decrease that you would increase in me. Speak through my vocal cord. Use me, God, any way that you want to, Lord. I just make myself available unto you, O God, because you are my Jehovah. And Father, I ask you to lift up my pastor now, God. I deny in and everything that's going on to just go back to the outer darkness. Just go on back to which has come from. Because, God, you are able to do everything today but fail, God. And, God, I'm just trusting in you, God, that you would send down your heavenly powers now. Right now, God, touch him, God. I know you will do it because, God, you that kind of God. And I'm just depending on you, oh, Heavenly Father. I need you to move by your power, God. And in your power, God, there's liberty, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what is going on in his body, God, I ask you to regulate his body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we stand by before your throne, oh God, knowing, God, that you are God all by yourself, God. Send in the healing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No other name that I will come this morning, but in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now, oh God. Do it right now, God. Let that word flow in him, God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God. And Father, I send that prayer forevermore, God. I'm not going to pray a long, drawn out prayer like a hypocrite, God, but I want you to catch that prayer and send it to the doorstep of the throne of heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, I tell you, you know, Pastor is not here today, but he's an operator to operate. And I told him, I said, they used to pastor up here, but I say, I'm one of the ones to get radical. See, I don't mind about fighting with the devil because he ain't no friend of mine. I don't know about you, but he's not a friend of mine. You know, he didn't whooped up on me, and I done whooped up on him. But I found out one thing. I end up the winner. I tell you a little bit about myself, and then I can get into what the Lord has allowed me into. I say about 23 years ago, Satan tried to step into my life and just take me out. He didn't know that I was covered. Not just in the blood, but at the blood running in my vein. Yeah, he tried to do damage, but he even tried to take these hands here to do the work of the devil. But he touched me. I say he touched me. I say he touched me. And he took these hands for his glory. And when he took these hands that I wanted to destroy myself with these hands, God touched those hands and made the enemy leave me alone. So I can say this to say that. I say it was 23 years ago when it happened. But if the enemy had his way, you wouldn't be looking at me now. But by and by, I made it. I hear that guy saying that song, never would have made it without him. Y'all, I never would have made it. But I have a true testimony in my belly, but right now I'm going to hold my testimony because my muse are pulling me. See, a lot of folks is sanctified and some are cranktified. So I don't know what side you on. One of them saved ones. You know, I'm a character in my own way. Yeah, I suck a road washer. I tell Pastor, I said, Pastor, I'll be watching you when you're up there. I'll be saying, I'm one of them crawlers. You know, we got night crawlers. Y'all ever heard of a night crawler? I'm one of them day and night crawlers. Anytime the devil crawl, I crawl with him. I found out that, you know, you have to monitor yourself because, see, Satan will do something. But I tell you, you know, I got this little topic that I say, look at what is unseen. You have to look at what unseen. See, because, see, most of us always want to see the move of God, but we don't want to do nothing. No, we want to sit there and holler about, God, I need this paid and I need this healed, but you don't want to do nothing. But I found out within myself that I was slack too. I thought, God, you anointed me. But I found out one thing in life, you can be anointed but not appointed. You can walk before your season and your time. See, the devil wanted to kill me because he knew I was a bad person. And I ain't talking about no bad person in that way being bad person, but I'm talking a bad person against him. See, he glimpsed over there and he peeped over there and he seen, but I said this morning, I say, look at what is unseen. And see, now I'm unseen. You know, he tries his little tricks and stuff. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Y'all, bear with me, because, you know, Satan always tried to slip in and do one of us. But you know, somehow I found out I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get into the word. I lost a close friend. And that friend was in my life for a season. But he knew about me. He knew what type of guy I was. I'm going to read, we're going to read there together, whatever, that, what is the, the 14, yeah, no, we're going to do the 17 and 18 together. 17, 18, yeah, it's 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. So for our light affliction, which is, but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly excellent weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporarily, but the things which are not seen are eternity. I found out that a lot of us can need something, and if God don't let you see it, you ain't gonna believe it. You ain't gonna believe it. God, God have to show you. Would you have a audacity to say you a Christian? You saved and full of power. But God had to work that thing right then. If he don't work it right then, I ain't got no faith in God. God, where are you? You know, I need this done. But I found out some of us don't need nothing no way. But see, as long as the sun is shining, you got an attitude that everything is all right. But let it cloud up. Let it start storming outside and see what happens. See, I was saying, I'm not moved by what I see. See, Satan, he, now look at me real good. Now he comes at me, but I'm not moved about that. Because I learned if I'm double-minded, I'm unstable and dangerous. See, you can get dangerous being double-minded and unstable when the enemy come at your mind. I tell Satan when he come at my mind, try to play with my mind, I say, I lost my mind. Steal that. The mind that I have is the mind of Christ. You can't touch it. Can't touch that. See, you can't touch that because, see, when you give God your mind, I don't care which way the wind blow. I'm going to make it. Some say I couldn't take it. But through it all, I'm a short man, but I'm still standing tall. Anything short about me is just my height. That's all. Everything was perfectly made about me. God did it. I didn't do it myself. And I'm not seen by what I feel. Some things, you know how Satan touch your body? Have you in pain? Hurting in your ankles? I'm calling demons out today. Want to play with your mind? Play with your back? He do that kind of stuff. He told me I was going to go blind to some glaucoma. I said, no, you got glaucoma and your mama too. I ain't got it. I'm not claiming no vainglory. So stop sending it in my way. I learned to live right. And I also learned to live holy. I love the Lord. He heard my prayer. I don't know about y'all, but he heard my prayer. I'm not moved only by, I only move, believe and move by what I believe. See, I found out you can't eat off every table because some of those tables have vomit on it. Bible said that, you know, yeah, don't take it up with me now. You have to watch who table you eat off of. Because one day you're going to find yourself in a fix and you'll be fixed by the devil. See, he tried to fix me, but I unfixed it. Because, see, he showed me his power, but I showed him you were powerless. He tried to throw diabetes on me. My name ain't diabetes, my name Albert. See, I tell people everywhere I go, stop claiming this sickness and these diseases. Stop taking on that stuff. My name ain't rheumatism, arthritis. My name Albert. You send a mail to my house, my name on, I'm sending it back. Why can't you send it back to the outer darkness? Why you got to claim bondage? My name ain't bondage. Send it back. A lot of folks want to, anything they say, send their way, They want to take it. I even come against the spirit of loneliness. Basha, Zekila Boshe, Rabashada Bokoshe. Demon, I call you down. See, now, I don't have to see you. I can feel you. How you like me now? See, I have a rambunctious about me. I have a radical spirit about me. That when Satan come in my presence, I have a no zone spot in my life. I even see a tumor. I come against it. You're going to lead it. See now, I know what y'all used to, but I want y'all to feel me. I want y'all to feel me. See, I'm walking to my help, because I'm going to preach for y'all in a minute, too, because I like to preach. I'll be all in grocery stores, dentist's office. I'll be telling, man, he be telling me one day, I said, man, the blood of Jesus against you. Don't come to me with all that garbage. Because I believe in the unseen. It's in the unseen. It's not what I see. I had this friend I was going to visit. This person was the doctor had just gave up on him, and I seen this man just laying there, and I seen a woman in the same condition just laying there where people just didn't gave up. I don't give up because God didn't give up on me. Over in 2011, Satan came out to me again. He told that woman right there, I got him. They was telling them they did all they can do for me. I'm glad they weren't the one that made the call. When they gave up, that's when I stopped dying. That's when my heavenly Father stepped in. And before I forget, I got a spirit that I got to deal with because I've been asking God I want to deal with this other spirit. It's like polio and all this old stuff like that, affliction. I'm going to deal with you. You ain't finna walk around with me and I not do nothing. I'm not worried about no demons. I heard a guy told me he was a demon chaser. I looked at him. I said, yeah, buddy. You just don't know what you're saying. See, them demons will crawl up in the bed with you at night. They won't let you rest. But they can't stop me. Go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. When hope is all gone, he's still with me. I feel this thing. Now, if I get to running through, don't y'all be saying, well, I thought something was wrong with his leg. I got a third leg, it's the Holy Ghost. I got a leg that I can run on. I got a leg that I can stand up and stand strong. It don't get weak. See, Satan always wanna, see, he said, for we walk by what? And not by what? See, like I was telling you earlier, a lot of us want to see things take place. Now, I didn't see God inject me with the Holy Ghost, but I believe I got it. A lot of people say that they know 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 they're saved. But they're walking around fearing sickness. Don't you know salvation and healing run together? Them twins. Them twins. Don't you know that he healed you first to save you? That's what he did to me. I don't know about y'all. He healed me from my sins. He healed me. He delivered me and set me free. And then I became a saved man. Sometimes I may walk a little weebly and wobbly, but I don't fall down. On my weakest day, I have something that'll catch me along the way. For I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't have to see God there to know that God is by my side. Sometimes when I get weak along the way, most people want to trust a friend. But I got a leaning post I can lean on. And I always tell my God to blow the north wind on me because it's throne set there to the north. See, when that north wind come in, I can forevermore walk. I said walk. Somebody said walk with me. Walk. I can walk. I might stumble sometime, but I'm walking. All right? See, a lot of people don't know again. He said, you know, I said, God talked to me. He said, Albert, when people keep God's command and love, we do not have to run after blessings. Blessings will run you down. Them blessings will run you down. When I was a little boy, I used to play marbles, but I played for keeps. Now I'm working for God. I go for keeps. See, these demons been around here flying around in the church. Pastor gave me permission today to deal with it. All these symptoms. I don't see symptoms. I see a demand. I don't know about y'all. It's a demand that we walk. Oh, God. My faith, I'm getting hot now. And I ain't talking about hot physically. I'm talking about hot in the Holy Ghost. He wants to walk. Said Babasha. I'm waiting on something, y'all. I'm waiting. See. Yes, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go to Romans 8, 24 and 20. 24 and 25. Right. I'm staying right there because they're going to be over at the Y. I'm looking at a prayer lane. And when that prayer lane open up, we're going to deal with some stuff. My friend, I said we're finna deal with some stuff. I don't care how long it been. I brought my fork, spoon, knife, anything I need to work with to get the job done. I brought it with me today. I even brought me a cheerleader sitting over there in the red. I told her, I said, now, you just stay calm and let me stay radical. Because something's going to be set on fire. We can read, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why does he yet? Go to the next one. But if we hope, it's seen not. But we wait what? Patient? No, we're going to get in a rush. The Bible said what? But I want to get in a hurry. Patient. I'm being patient now. See, I'm mounting up on some wings now. Is Barbara? I see it. And I'm crazy enough to believe it. See, Satan played with my mind. I had to go through all this just to come to where God wanted to place me. Satan, anything that you love, remember this. Satan will play with it. Satan know I love my boys. I got a different thing between the boys and the girls. Because my boys, they too much look like me and act like me. I said, now, I want y'all to bury all this old stuff and get the good stuff. I got one of them, I stay on the phone with him every day. And he's my boy. I call him boy. Boy, I see you. What you doing? Oh, Daddy, I know you was going to call. Because he always know to call me. He know he got a praying daddy. He got one of them holy daddies that don't mind by getting down dirty. I heard a preacher say one time, he say, I don't mind by getting all dirty all up to save my children or deal with a disease. No, I ain't finna dirty my hands up. Because I ain't nowhere in the Bible say I got to get dirty. He told me, you get all down dirty and all this. Man, if you get dirty, man, you in sin. I want to tell him that so bad, but I kept moving. I said, nah, I ain't in no position to be fighting, so let me keep it moving. He told me, what he'll do? No, I'm going to keep these hands clean, because if I keep them clean, I can go against the devil. You can go against it. But my hope is in Jesus. I don't know where your hope at. My hope in Jesus. I think about this story in the Bible about a centurion soldier. Had a servant sick. And he told the master, just send the word. I want somebody today, tell the Lord, send the word. In the process of my father sending the word, I found out that I can move by his power. You don't have to come there. Just send the word. Now, I can just imagine this man had the audacity, didn't know, but he had to know that this man had power. He said, you ain't got to go there, just send the word. See, now I'm sending the word right now. And I'm serving Satan notice that he got to leave this building. He got to leave this building because I'm sending the word right now. And as I send the word, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh God, I know you're in the building, oh God. Weeping may do for a night, but joy come early in the morning. It's morning time. I done walked through the night long enough. The Bible tells me, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil. He didn't say run. He didn't say run. And he didn't tell me to pitch a tent down there. He said, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I found out sometimes you can move too fast and you'll miss God by doing your own thing. I found out when I was doing my own thing, I fell directly on my face. But God is and still is forevermore. He's God on my side. He's God in the morning time. And he's God late at night. When the enemy tried to come in like a flood, my God would lift up a standard. He would stand for me. All you got to do is just grab hold on to one word. You don't need all that. One word from God, it'll change your life. He changed my life. And I'm looking for him to do it today to change somebody's life. My life is all up. And my whole body belongs to God. I ain't said part of my body. My whole body belongs to God. And when I give God my whole body, I can stand strong when the wind blowing. I'm anchored down. I'm anchored down now. I feel my help coming. The my fascia, robot shed the little osha. God is in the building. And he had a demand today. He had a demand today. I've been waiting a long time. I've been sitting back watching because I'm a watchman doing the work of a watchman. I don't get out of order. I stay in line for a reason because when I get loose, I'm going to let go and let God. This demon going to let this person go today. I've been waiting a long time to have an opportunity to come at it. See, he thought because he looked at me, he said, ain't nothing to him. But I found out that I had God down in my belly. I'm pulling on my Shekinah glory now. I'm pulling on my God. I don't know about your God. My God parted the sea. He did it for Moses. And he finna do it for me today. He said, he's not a my God. No, have a respect to person. Yes, he do. I'm coming at you, Satan. You've been whooping on this individual for a long time. But I stopped by today. You say, hey, to let them know that it's over today. It's over today. I'm walking in the valley. And in this valley, there's cooters there. There's demons there. Why has I walked through this valley? And in this valley, I can't get mad. Because if I get mad while I'm in the valley, something happened to me. Satan will have his way. But I ain't Burger King. He can't have his way with me. Not today. Not today, you won't. I'm coming at you now. I'm coming at you, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Y'all say it with me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I see you, and I'm a believer, and I've been sent by God. David, when David went to fight Goliath, yeah, y'all both sure. Look at him. He had his rod and five smooth chosen rocks. Now, that's David's weapon, but I got weapons of my own. God gave me. And I'm going to do like he tell me. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Let her go. You're going to be free today. You're going to be free today. No longer bound. No longer bound. You're going to be free today. You're going to be free today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I come against you. I come against your power. I strip you, I demolish you of your powers. And I double bullshit, hey. Hey, ba 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 sha, hey, hey. Ra ba ba sha, hey. In the name of Jesus. No weapon, say no weapon. No weapon. Forms against thee shall prosper. See, a lot of folks stop right there. And that stuff prosper. Because they didn't condemn it. See, you got to condemn it. And when you condemn it, it don't have no power. It be powerless. I found out you got to make Satan be powerless. Because if you don't make him powerless, he'll make you powerless. And I found out that when he tried to make me powerless, I found out I just hold on. to what I got. I'm in God's unchanging hand. I'm in the palm of God's hand. And when you're in the palm of God's hand, can't nothing knock you out of his hand. I love being in God's hand because God's hand is the right hand. And when you're in God's hand, you don't have to worry about what goes on with your children. You can sleep at night. See, when my children be waving the house, I have sweet sleep. Why I have sweet sleep? I have sweet sleep for one reason. Because as I sleep to the glory realm. I be in the glory realm. And as I sleep, and as I slumber, I found out one thing. God is my eyes when I'm in my sleep. I don't have to be up all night long. I have sweet sleep. I don't have to worry about the burglars breaking in because I got angels camped all around that building. And those angels is on post. And I assign those angels before I close my physical eye. And then when I close my physical eye, I open up that spiritual eye. And I say, God, I'm going to sleep now. I'm going to have my sweet sleep in Jesus. I don't have to worry about nothing no more. Every time I turn around, he keep on blessing me. He keep blessing me. He keep blessing me. He keep blessing me. He keep on blessing me. And what he'll do for me, he'll do for you. I love God, not sometime, but I love God all the time. He's my friend when I need a friend. He's my friend when all my friends done walked away. I can trust in God. God for I live and God for I die. See, I serve a real God. I'm holding on, y'all. All I got is a God. I got the hope in him because my hope not in him. I'm a doomed man. I'm doomed to the world. See, I had to change partners. See, I was a swinger out there, but I changed partners. And my partner name now is Jesus. 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 There's power in the name of Jesus. When the doctor said, you got cancer, my name ain't cancer. My name is Albert. I can't claim it. I can't claim it. My name is Albert Macon. My name ain't cancer. I told cancer, I got to send you back where you come from. When it came to steal my mind, I tell you what I did. I was sitting at my kitchen table. I said, God, I done lost my mind. I'm a lunatic, but I'm a lunatic for you. Now what you gonna do about me losing my mind? He said, eternal life is yours and my child. That's what I love about him. That's what I love about him. One by one, see, I used to fish and shatter, but now I'm in the deep. I'm in deep water. I can't drown because I'm a big man. I float. The deeper the water I get in, the better I float. I float more the deeper the water get. I float. Have you ever been fishing before? And you had a cork. When something hit it, it go down. See, something hit me, I go down on my knees. See, I ain't worried about when sickness hit me. I go down because I'm a cork. Let you know something on the line. And I go down. And as I go down, I found out something. While I'm down there, I say, here I am. Sometimes I might be disobedient. I ain't following God. But he's a gracious God. He'll forgive me. And the first thing I go to him, I said, God, forgive me for my known and unknown sins. And then when I say that, I'm bad again. I'm back on track again. I said, God, here I am. I got my authority power back. I got on my war clothes. I'm ready for war. Satan, I see you. Satan, I see you. I'm walking now. I'm walking now. And you know something, church? I'm not walking with a limp. And I sure ain't no pimp. But I'm walking. I'm walking with clean hands. And as I walk with these clean hands, God, I'm going to tell them I'm an old saved man. I'm a trained man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Call it with me, y'all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I take that authority. That authority power that he gave me to come against the works of the devil. Satan, I destroy you now. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. In Jesus' name. As many names I'm going to call on, but I call Jesus' name. There's blood on these hands. They hands of God. Yabasha. Good report. Good report. In Jesus' name. Habasha. Seke Babasha. It's no accident that you were sent here. Say Babasha. See, you was looking for something. You gonna find it right here. You're in the right place to get what you're looking for. It's on the way. See, people, I said in this church, don't let them know that I'm a true man, prophet of God. And if I speak it, I'm crazy enough to believe it. And I said right now, that what you've been sitting outside the bed praying about, finna work out. It's finna work out. He gonna work it. You don't have to share now another tear about it. God said, and I'm crazy enough to believe it. I'm wild. I told you I was a lunatic. But it was a good one that God delivered. He delivered. He delivered. Say, he delivered. He delivered. He delivered. Yes, he did. He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer in a time of trouble. That's what I like about it. When trouble come your way, he's a deliverer in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, I come against it. In Jesus' name. I tell you. I'm still down in the valley. I'm still there in the valley. The cooters have jumped on my back. But they got to get back. See, when you're anointed, that means you got oil on you. So when something jump on me, it rolls right on off. It can't stay there. I got you up there, lady. It rolls right on off. It rolls right on off. I'm still in the valley. I'm still in the valley. I'm moving slow, y'all. But one thing by moving slow, I'm for sure and I won't miss. I won't miss what God got for us. He's able. Tell us. Say he's able. He's able to do everything but fail. I'd have tried many gods, but I found out my God is God. He's God. I'm walking there. I'm being faithful. I'm being faithful. Arebabasha. Lalobosha. Redo it, oh God. Redo it, oh God. Redo it, oh God. Ababasha. Redo it, oh God. Redo it. Redo it, oh God. Redo it. Miss Pookie, I'm a singer. You out and call your name. I'm going to start from your anchors coming up this way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I said from the bottom of your anchors, feet, clean up to the crown of this head that's on this body. I decree and I declare. I'm commanding this pain to leave you. And as this pain leave you, it won't follow me. Because I'm painless. I'm better than a bare aspirin. Because I got the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you. You're not going to struggle with this because some people tell you when you get at a certain age, you be bothered with things. My father renewed body parts. I don't want him to fix nothing on me. I want him to replace it. He said he renewed me every day, didn't he? I claim renewness now. Right now. By his gracious powers. See, when you save and sanctify, you have special rights. Use your special rights. I was reading the story about Kenneth Copeland. I read his stuff a lot. I'm one of them believers that he was talking about. About the five ways that power going to increase this year. God going to move on your life. Your husband life. Your child life. Take your bills and put them in a bag and throw them in the garbage. Say, I'm debt free. See, God put you in a place at a bank. You're good with numbers. So you write them numbers down, that the money that you want God to prepare you with. Whatever you owe, right beside it, the increase that you decrease. And this time before July, I'm speaking this, living witness, all these people that are here, you'll be debt free. And your number that you deal with is five. Five is designed for grace. It's grace on them hands. Your loan officer, right? Whatever, your business woman up in the bank, right? Write yourself a check. And I ain't talking about on them, I'm talking about your checking account. Write a check, and it'll be cashed. I done wrote me one. I be looking at it every morning. I said, come to life. I got money tied up right now, but they got to lose mine. I want it. I got grandchildren. I ain't worried about me no more. You ain't got no bad back. See, now when I look at her, it's a story come to me. You remember when Jesus dealt with that blind man? And he told him to go dip in the pool, didn't he? Then he had to come back. Some people don't believe in that you can pray twice. But why did he tell that man to go dip and then come back? And then the first he said, he seen men look like trees, didn't he? But then when he came back, he said, I see men's of men, man. Double portion. See, sometime I talked to a friend this week, me and Tom. That's my East Boone Coon over there, Tom. Tom, keep me going. And I told him, I said, keep me going, Tom. We be everywhere. We be all down at the Veterans Center preaching, and we take Adriana and other folks. Y'all come on here. Let's go to work. Pastor's job is not to go get them when he got fishermen. And I ain't scared to fish in the deep. But I claim distress starting here. Go on down, that's where the problem is up here. And it deals with the back. But be backless. Let that thing know when it come, I am spiritually filled. And I have spiritually rights. Cut that thing off your life. See, this woman here, she be always be sitting around, but when something going on, she get mad if I don't go to the doctor with her. she gets straight out mad. But I told her, I say, we won. What's in me is in you. You are cancerous free. Cancer can't lay in the bedside of me. Ain't no room for three of us. Somebody got to be put out. And it sure ain't me. It ain't me. It got to go. So that fear, put it in the bag and throw it in the garbage because you're free. You're free. See, you think it's going to revisit. Don't nothing revisit but the devil. And when he come, the door is closed in his face. It's closed. Miss Christie, baby. See, I can tell this woman here I love her, and it's not in a nasty way. In a godly way. She be talking to me. She talks to me. And I want you to know, I listen to what you tell me. She'll come in, she'll get to talking. I'll be listening. I said, look at that little preacher there. You know, I always call it a little preacher. But I'm going to touch you. And this touch is going to be not a touch of God. From this day forward, I speak you're going to be able to eat any and everything that you want to eat. Any and everything. You hear what I say? I ain't saying on something, but whatever you want to eat, you're going to be able to do it. Because the plan, see, I found out something. If Satan can get your mind, he got you. Stop limiting yourself what you eat. You're a woman of God, full of words. Use that authority power that you got. I seen you sing one time when I first met you. I said, she Holy Ghost for you. So what you do, you let that devil know, whatever the doctor ever told you, that's not my name. And as I touch you, if you will lie to me, I want you to agree with me. Because there's agreement in prayer. And I touch and agree with you that you won't be limited on what you eat. I send an old curse back to New Orleans where we come from. Where it started at. Be here, woman of God. God sent Jesus in hell to destroy the works of the devil. My friend here, I'm going to get back up here just by time. As Pastor says, just by time to eat, but I got to deal with this one too. You can stand for me. You can stand for me. Now, I prayed for you once before, and I pray again. It's over. Stop thinking it. Know it. Be healed. Thank you, Lord. Well, I got another individual. I deal with that personally because I call that person on the phone and preach to them. Mr. Wesley, you're going to be all right, man. This fella here got the anointing. I ain't going to call what the gift is. Because some people get the big head when people get speaking stuff in their life. And lunch out there and have a wreck. I always tell people, stay in your own lane. If you stay in your own lane, you won't have an accident. Pastor, am I right? If you stay in your own lane, you won't have an accident. But I just pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. that he will mature you to be what he wants you to be. Not what I think or what I say you're going to be, but what he wants you to be. That's in Jesus' name. Well, church, I appreciate you all letting me come before you all. And if I did bad, keep it to yourself. Don't be running over and telling the pastor, pass that. Leave it alone. And you pray for me. That's what you do. You pray for me. And I thank you all. And you all have a blessed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Albert, that's good stuff, man. I like that about staying in your own lane. I know I got to stay in my own lane, too. Thank you, Jesus. I would just say this. You know, if you were ministered to today, the Bible says, you know, don't let the ox tread out without, you know, feeding them. So I would say, you know, if you were ministered to today, you know, bless our man here. I'm going to do some of that myself. But I appreciate you, Brother Albert. I appreciate the word of God. I appreciate the ministry of the Lord that's upon you. And yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I learned one thing that I said quietly, but I want y'all to know I stand 100% behind Pastor. I'm one of those shadow boxers. I don't have to be on the front row being seen. That knowing that, you know, I'm by his side. And then if you talk about him, I'll tell the person that's talking about him, you're talking about me. Because he represents me, and I represent him. So get up off of that. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, I know you've already dismissed us, but Father, we just thank you again for the anointing that's on Brother Albert. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's in this church and in this body of believers, Father. There are gifts, there are callings, there are those that you've placed in this body. And Father, we just receive from every ministry gift that's here, and especially from Brother Albert today. And Father, again, for our pastor, we thank you, Lord, for total restoration in his body. And Father, we thank you. We receive him back, totally healed, totally made whole. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we leave and go our separate ways, Father, we just thank you for the angels of the Lord that go before us, that protect us, that keep our way safe. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that is upon our lives, that make us rich, and you add no sorrow with it. Everybody says amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed.